Romans 12:2 talks about knowing the will of God and being a living sacrifice. Jesus was our sacrifice. He laid down his life for us and he rose again. One sacrifice for all. But the American church system teaches a false Jesus. The American church system teaches an easy believe Jesus. The American church system is lying to you, telling you that you're going to find eternal life by just believing. No, we must be a living sacrifice. That means you're living your life for the glory of God. That means you're seeking the kingdom of God in spirit and in truth. Jesus died to be that one-time sacrifice, but you must live every day to be a daily sacrifice for Jesus Christ. The book of Hebrews tells us all about this awesome sacrifice of the Lord. One time, he laid down his life for all so that he could seek after the kingdom. You could seek after the kingdom of God in righteousness to do that which is right before God. But the world in the last days, especially, the Bible says good will become evil, evil will become good. We're seeing that today. Men don't know if they're women, women don't know if they're men. States are trying to let small children change their genders. States sanction gambling and violence in sports and movies and video games, and cities and towns are corrupt. Jesus said in the last days it will be like it was in the days of Noah. And people will be eating, drinking, making merry, or marrying, I should say, marrying, and then sudden destruction comes upon them. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3 that God wants none to perish. We don't want our neighbors to perish in their sin and their worldliness. You can be transformed. You can be made new by the gospel. You can find life and life eternal. But God requires your entire life lived. God requires that you lose your life. Test yourself to the word of God, folks. We love our neighbors. He requires that you lay down this life and pick it up in Christ and Christ alone. You can't be involved in idolatrous hobbies. You can't be involved in a pagan nation like America. You can't be involved in the false ways of the world. You can't be involved in the false churchianity on Sunday. 40,000 denominations, not of God. But you can be involved in Christ and Christ alone. You can respond to the gospel. You can lose your life to find it. You can open the Holy Scriptures and see that which is good, pure, and true, worthy, noble. To love God is to obey God. Jesus said so in the book of John. To be my friend, he said, obey the commandments. If you love me, keep the commandments. But Satan is in charge of this culture. Satan is ruling the world. There's only two kingdoms. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. I've been preaching that. You can't be part of the kingdom of God while you're partaking in Satan's kingdom. Holiness and righteousness are the mark of God's people. America is not marked by holiness and righteousness. America is marked by flesh, carnality, entertainment, and many false ways that lead to the wrath of God. But the good news is, God is so merciful. God is so loving that he loved the world enough, one-time act, to send Jesus Christ to the stake, people know it as the cross, to shed his blood, and to rise again to defeat death. But he didn't rise and defeat death for everyone. You know who Jesus died for and rose again for? The sheep that will repent and follow him. If you're unwilling to follow Christ into the gospel, into a holiness and obedience, you're not a sheep of God. The gospel, that means good news, is not good news to you. The gospel now becomes an anchor that's going to bury you on judgment day. Jesus said, this stone, whoever falls, this stone falls on them, it will grind them to powder. Christ is the rock. He is the stone. You're either going to be going with him or against him. To go against God is a futile effort. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God, American neighbors. Repent while there's time, lest you lose your souls. Receive the love and mercy of God. Turn and flee from this wicked culture set for the wrath.